Reading 2. Think of almost anyone you know well. Now think of how you might describe that person to someone else. Chances are that you'll describe Jane as a nice person or Adrian as easygoing. But what happens when Jane gets into a frustrating situation and yells at the kids? Or Adrian wakes up at 5 in the morning to do the housework before leaving for work? Are they still nice or easygoing? We don't tend to classify Jane as a person who can be nice sometimes and quite unpleasant at other times. We assume that one trait dominates. In fact, each of us is far more complex than we're ever described. Most people are funny and angry, and warm and harsh at some time or another.